Now, more than ever, it is the time to take account of initiatives to protect and preserve our Earth's natural resources. A time to focus on food sustainability. We have waited too long, so the time is now. The third Allentown Sustainable of the Allentown Environmental Advisory Council will be held at the Allentown Brew Works, 812 Hamilton Street, on Saturday, May the 3rd. The celebration of these initiatives begins at 6 p.m., offering hors d'oeuvres, a pasta bar, desserts, dancing to the music of Tavern Dan, a silent auction, a special theatrical performance by Michael Fegley, a prayer for the earth by Pana Columbus, and featuring special community officials, sponsors, and notable recognitions. It is art. It is performance. It is a celebration. It is an environmental festivity. Attire is dressy to formally fun. And that's what I'm going to wear, formally fun. Tickets may be reserved online at www.sustainaball.com. Proceeds of the event will go to support further Allentown Community Garden projects. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY FM 88.1 in Allentown. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat this day with Julie Thomases, founder and chairperson of the successful Sustainable Year 3. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, nice to be here.
I bet you can't say successful sustainable three times in a row.
Say that three times real fast.
Well, I just wanted to say, too, as well as a welcome, in the interest of full disclosure, George and I also are serving on the committee with Julie. We've had the honor of serving on the Sustainable Committee since its beginning in, 2010? Was that our first?
I think that was it, 2010.
Yeah. Julie, tell us a little bit about it. I remember it vividly. It was such a, it was exciting. It was educational. What spurred you to start the Sustainable? What was the inspiration for this?
Well, I was a founder of the Environmental Advisory Council, the Allentown Environmental Advisory Council, and I was really feeling a sense of concern about the environment, and there was just a heaviness about the environment and things that were going on. And I really felt like, instead of gloom and doom, although we do need to be aware, we really needed to celebrate the amazing efforts and initiatives that are going on in the Lehigh Valley to support our environmental resources.
I was going to say, I thought the first year that we worked together on this, it was really eye-opening for me just how much was going on. And it was really heartening, and I think it continues to be. This year, what do we have? There's a lineup of, 10 honorees or more?
I think it's 9 honorees,
okay.
Yes.
And they range from businesses to university efforts and organizations, a real diverse gathering of efforts, mostly focused on what is the theme this year is food sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And why was that? Why did that seem to come to the fore?
Well, I think, you know, food sustainability is really important. Food security is very important. I think concern about preserving farmlands is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So food is our basic need. So we really wanted to focus on the people that are doing their best, people like the Seed Farm, who have a farming incubator to help train farmers for the future. So we felt that this time we would focus on food.
And I guess that would lead to, because the event this year benefits will go to community garden efforts.
Right.
Allentown community garden efforts, which again, growing by leaps and bounds, I had no idea how much was going on, not only in the Valley, but in Allentown as well.
Well, there are 9 community gardens in Allentown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, there's 7 community gardens in Allentown. And the Lehigh Valley itself is really ripe with community gardens. In 2013, there were 36 known gardens in the Lehigh Valley, more than 60% of which were started after the year 2000. So that shows you how things are growing. And we feel that community gardens are so important. They have a great impact on the neighborhood. They help with food security, meaning they help in the cost of food, the accessibility to food. But even more than that, They help build a community in a neighborhood mm-hmm. by providing places for people to come together and socialize and a place to spend time outside. One more thing is that research says community gardening is good for physical health as well as mental health by providing a green space in the midst of concrete. Mm-hmm. Exposure to green space reduces stress mm-hmm. and increases a sense of wellness and belonging. And really, who doesn't need that?
That's interesting because the idea of community as well, one of the lovely things about sustainable, I think, is that it's also another gathering of community. I know from working in other kinds of nonprofit life, so often these efforts are, like all nonprofits, small staffs, really dedicated people, perhaps not enough resources, really working hard to do the right thing, to make the right changes in the world. And it's so lovely to have a night off, to come together and celebrate, as you said, mm-hmm. instead of doom and gloom.
It's also, I would point out, and I'm sure that you agree, Julie, that this is a prospect for networking, for people who work very hard in the sustainability of our environment, let alone food, come together and share some ideas and thoughts and work together after the sustainable is over. They get together and they have other projects that they work on as a partner.
Absolutely, and we've heard that from so many people. And this year, we're having some people who are so involved. And what's interesting is that municipal government is starting to elect people who are very involved and committed to the environment, mm-hmm. like Ron Beitler, who is kind of the king of smart growth, and Kathy Frankenberg Rocher, is that how you mm-hmm. pronounce your name? Mm-hmm. And Kathy has been involved with Clean Water Action, and now she is a council person in Bethlehem. Ron Beitler just became a commissioner in Lower Macungie. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to see that happen.
I think it's interesting, too, that we've talked about the tipping point sometimes with some of these issues. And I feel like the community has really reached that tipping point where, yeah, elected officials, the community garden growth, popularity of farmers markets, just the idea that there's a celebratory air to taking care of our community and our food sources and our environment. So, yeah, it's interesting. Now, for people coming to the event, though, aside from networking, what can they expect? What's the evening feel like? What's the lineup?
Well, as George said, it's going to be an exciting and magical night. Pana Columbus, who many of you know, will return to the Lehigh Valley to perform a blessing to the earth. And Alan Jennings will MC the celebration. The highlight of the evening, Selke Theater will present Michael Fegley's fabulous tour de force performance called Call Us Ishmael or Product Coffee, which I've seen before, and is a wickedly funny riff on corporate greenwashing by Honor Malloy and Joe Goodrich.
So there'll be a little bit of entertainment as well as speakers.
We always like to add entertainment.
And so throughout the evening, there's a silent auction. There's speakers, there's entertainment. There's a photo booth, I believe. There's lots to do. And then to wrap up the evening, I think there's a band that's kind of become the sustainable house band, isn't there?
It has. Right. Tavern Dan.
Tavern Tan, and everybody loves Tavern Tan. And people get up and dance, and it's a really nice evening.
I think, too, it's interesting to, again, the idea that the community comes together and the Fegley's and the Brew Works. This is a business that's really invested in sustainability and good organic local purchasing.
Composting.
Exactly.
Oh, and we're in a new room this year. Last time we had the second sustainable, we were in a different room, and now we're all the way on the top floor, I think.
Right. Yeah. Really beautiful open room. So we're looking forward to that.
To five. I keep forgetting it. It's just five. It's very elegant.
Yes.
And
yes.
If you're lucky, you might get some seed packets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you find that there's a different, since the sustainable began, the Valley version of the sustainable, do you find a different response from the community, a greater sense that this is not that this is more mainstream in a way, or more recognition?
I feel that, and maybe it's just because I'm more involved in environmental issues, but I feel that the environmental community has really grown and really connected. Mm-hmm. So it has, you know, kind of tentacles in many different areas of environmental protection and concerns, and So I think, and I also think there is overall awareness in general about environmental issues and a seriousness about doing something about it, about taking action.
Yeah, I would say there's a through line, it seems, with some of the honorees. I was just looking at the list. It's folks like, it's interesting, very diverse, Cali Burrito, Buy Fresh, Buy Local, The Seed Farm, which you had talked a little bit about, Grow Lehigh Valley, Pure Sprouts Organic Deliveries. It's a range of sometimes advocacy, sometimes businesses themselves, Lehigh County Community Gardens Program, the Muhlenberg College Sustainability House, the Treehouse, which is great. And I think folks that come to the ball are going to find out a little bit more about each of these groups, aren't they? I mean, they're kind of the highlight of the evening.
Yes, we will. And I want to mention something else, because sustainability is defined by many people in many ways. And one of the reasons I love having Alan Jennings as the MC is because, to me, he represents sustainability in a really broad way, which includes equity, social justice, open space, broad spectrum of environmental issues. So I'm really happy to have him there and kind of represent that holistic approach.
Yeah, he's been an MC since the beginning, hasn't he?
Right.
It is interesting. It's his own set of traditions kind of growing up around the event, which is wonderful. And I think it's interesting to see, I noted a lot more college-level involvement this year, a lot more young people involved, not only on the committee, but in who the event is honoring. And we very encouraging.
Yeah, and we have actually four people on the committee. That two are students from Lehigh.
Okay.
One is a student from Muhlenberg, and one is a professor at Muhlenberg, Rich Nissenbaum, who is pretty well known for his sustainable efforts.
So it's a real entree to the community. Another thing I think that's really I think exciting to let our guests know, our listeners know, is I think the events always really embrace creativity, which is something we need to respond to the challenges of our time. From dance in the past at the event to Pana's Prayer to music, we've had the children from 7th Gen. And I think that really contributes to the sense of joy and inclusion.
I think using the arts to create an awareness about sustainability is extremely important and extremely compelling.
Yeah. And I think a really creative way to get people involved on the night, too.
Yes, absolutely. And we do want to mention the sponsors, you know. They're very important to all of the activities that happen in Allentown. And these are our special sponsors, Envision Lehigh Valley, the Sustainable Energy Fund, Lehigh Valley Hospital Network, World Wild Birds Unlimited, AFC Financial, Lehigh Valley Green Builders, Alliance for Sustainable Communities, Lehigh Valley, Childs and Sullivan, One with the Earth Project, Sodexo, Wildlands Conservancy, Natural Awakenings Magazine, Village Bake Shop Community, Working Dog Press, and of course, we here at WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio. We shall return to find out more about some special guests and special projects right after this important public service announcement.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Old Allentown Preservation Association, presenting the 37th Old Allentown House Tour featuring homes in the Old Allentown Historic District on Saturday, May 10th from 12 to 6 p.m. The Old Allentown Street Festival featuring vendors, entertainment, face painting, puppet shows, and a classic car show on Gordon Street between 8th and 10th. Tickets and Mother's Day flowers available at the information table at 8th and Gordon. For information, oldallentown.org.
Here we are, WDIY, Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, 88.1 to Allentown, and we're chatting with Julie Thomases, who is the founder and chairperson of the Sustain a Ball. That's, you know, how do you spell that? Well, you Sustain-A-B-A-L-L. So it's sustainable, but it's Sustain a Ball, and that's the activity that's happening this coming Saturday. We hope to see you there.
Julie, tell us a little bit about the EAC itself. I mean, the parent, or kind of the parent group of the Sustainable, but the EACs are a phenomenon statewide and nationwide, aren't they?
Yes. The EAC was created by an ordinance. It was in 2008, and its purpose is to provide municipal governments with critical input and analysis that focus on a wide range of environmental issues and best practices. And that's what, you know, that's what we try to do. We're not a regulatory council. We're an advisory council.
And how common are they? How many, is this a newish kind of movement? I mean, how many communities in the States would you think?
Actually, 150 municipalities across the Commonwealth have EACs.
Interesting. And the Sustainable would be sponsored by or in partnership with the EAC. Does the EAC create other events or mostly serve as a resource for the city government?
I would say it focuses as a resource and as an opportunity to make people aware of the issues that are going on in Allentown and how important it is to be aware of what's going on in our environment. We have speakers come to the EAC that have to do with the watershed. So we really, we have people, there are EAC members, but there are a lot of people who come to the EAC to bring their expertise, like Claudia Steckel, who's a botanist, and Silas Chamberlain was on our EAC, and he's a teaches environmental history at Lehigh. So although they're the EAC is not a big council, it has committees and other people that are involved that can help us do our work.
Yes, we wanted to mention, too, that there have been, this is the third actual Sustainable, and there has been a thematic form to the last two especially. The first one was dedicated on pure environment and sustainability, and we honored those people who were very active for many, many years and never received any recognition for it on the first year. And then we took on the theme of more or less of the arts community and, of course, sustainability. And this year, of course, it's on actually food sustainability.
I want to say one other thing. Some of the businesses, some of the reasons we chose the businesses that we chose was because we really support businesses that support the triple bottom line of people, planet, and profit. And that's kind of how we look at everyone and how we look at business in general in terms of businesses being aware of being caring about the resources.
I was going to say the list of sponsors is interesting because it's really, again, a really diverse group. It's businesses as well as nonprofits and really community-wide, a show of support. And did that surprise you, with the Sustainable? Has that been a pleasant surprise or surprising to you that businesses have been so involved or that there's such a level of, I mean, I think particularly focusing on business, which is lovely.
Well, I think it's really become important for businesses to show that they care about sustainability. I mean, more and more buildings are LEED certified. Spillman Farmer is a sponsor. So I think it's on the radar screen of a lot of businesses.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And you know, the businesses are the prime movers behind all of this. If we really look at it as an individual living on the earth, we recognize that there are some things that we need to sharpen up about. Our waste is one of them. Water, air pollution, and of course, food sustainability. And individually, we look at that, some of us, and say, oh, well, it's affecting me, but it's not affecting me that greatly, so I might just sit back and see what somebody else does. But the businesses and corporations and now city governments and town governments, borough governments are doing something about the environment that is kind of sparking the attitude within the community itself. So we need, all of us as individuals, need to heed these wishes and celebrate the things that are being done in our communities.
I think there's another thing, and I don't remember the exact figures, but I read this recently in a food report that if each person bought $10, I don't know, it was every few months or every 6 months from locally grown food, it would add a huge amount. It was hundreds of thousands of dollars to our economy.
And I just was looking over a list of thinking again of that local support and business supports. The silent auction also reflects this kind of wonderful diversity of arts, local businesses, and could you give some of the highlights there of the auction, what we might see? Because I think it's wonderful that not only can I go to this event, but I can also bid on items that I'm going to enjoy taking home, but it's part of that circle of I'm feeding into the community, I'm supporting the right people, I'm kind of keeping with the theme.
Oh, yes, there are many items in the silent auction that...
Julie, could you tell us a little bit about them?
Well, some of them are sterling handmade jewelry and art, local art, and bird boxes.
Oh,
and
yes.
I can't imagine anyone wouldn't want a bird box or a bluebird box for their backyard. And there's a screech owl box, which we're looking forward to.
Screech owls.
And if you want an energy audit of your home or business, mm-hmm. you can bid for that, which would be really helpful to make your home or business more efficient.
I know we've also been lucky enough to get things like massage therapy gift certificates,
oh, yes.
and photography gift certificates, Marco Calderon.
Restaurants,
lots of lovely food. It's really delightful, really delightful.
And one thing I think you don't even know about is that there's a book that just came out, which is about Lehigh Valley birds. And that is just hot off the press.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be actually having one of those books at the silent auction.
Yes.
And we'll be selling those books at the event.
Oh, wonderful. Now, the event itself, again, as Georgia said, Sustainable, S-U-S-T-A-N-I, sustain-ball.com is the website. If folks want to find out more about the ball itself, tickets are pretty much selling out as we speak, but check out the website. Join us if you can. Julie, you wanted to add something?
I just want to say a final quote. Whether we and our politicians know it or not, nature is party to all our deals and decisions, and she has more votes, a longer memory, and a sterner sense of justice than we do. And that's by Wendell Berry.
Ah, yes.
One of
thank
my
you.
Favorites.
We want to remind everyone again, please, that it is the third Allentown Sustainable. It's being held this Saturday, May the 3rd, from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Allentown Brew Works, 812 West Hamilton Street in Allentown. And we hope that you will be part of this wonderful festivity, activity, and be a joiner in partnering with other people who are interested in the same thing. So we hope that that you will do that. We want to thank you, of course.
Favorite
we were chatting
moment.
With Julie Thomases, the founder and the chairperson for the third annual Sustainable. Thank you, Julie, for being with us. And thank you, special thanks to Steve Aronson, WDIY's natural resource and technical engineer, for his sustainability in planting our art salon garden filled with decibels, electronic fertilizers, and water wavelengths, all guaranteeing a very happy harvest for NPR and WDIY. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks, George.
Thank you.
And Steve.
Yeah.
Thank you.